Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be intentional that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Hold. Bring your attention into the cave of the heart, sanctuary of the soul. Let your awareness rest there as you take your second deep breath in. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional for the next 9 or so minutes. We are consciously choosing to communicate and commune with that which is the unnameable mystery, the absolute reality, the divine omniscient, omnipresent, omniscient, that is God in us as us. Inhale. Sharing the first part of Psalm 50, the Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. The Beloved, through the energy of love, brought forth the world, from the rising to the setting sun. Love radiates out to all the nations, perfect in beauty. The Beloved has come and will not keep silence. For divine love is a consuming fire, calling forth heaven and earth to the judgment of all peoples. Gather round, my loyal friends, all who by repentance and recompense follow the inner way. The universe forever proclaims justice, and the Beloved's indwelling presence guides those who hear with their heart's ear. Listen, all people. And I shall speak. I will bear witness against you, O nations. As divine presence, eternal flame of love, shall I not find fault with what you call holy, these offerings of greed and war that are before me always? Your lies and deceitful ways, your greed for power and wealth are spawned by darkness. Have you forgotten that we are to be one in love and truth? That all life is sacred? I know every creature, every plant, every mineral. I know you, your every need and your fears. The earth and all that is in it belongs to the whole, to be tended by all in cooperation with love. Shall I accept your proud and boasting hearts, the oppression, the injustices brought about through your fearful deeds? Never shall I accept burnt offerings as such. Rather, offer to the beloved a gift of thanksgiving with grateful hearts. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence with grateful hearts for your indwelling presence that enlivens, that quickens, that replenishes. We are ever conscious that there is nowhere where your presence is not. We are ever aware that of ourselves that we can do nothing. We know that right where we are, your presence heals, renews, blesses, comforts, uplifts. You are the source for our every need, and your grace is our sufficiency in all things. So as we consciously commune with you at this time, knowing that here in the silence, your presence is all that we need to be filled full. Your presence within fulfills our every need, our every desire, as we consciously turn to it. You know the individual needs of all who are gathered this morning. You know their wants, their desires, their concerns, their worries, their fears. There is nothing that is hidden from you. Our teacher said it is your good pleasure to give the kingdom. That awareness, that consciousness, that every good thing comes from you. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For everything that is happening across our globe at this time. It seems that there's so much chaos. We surrender it to you, for we know that we, when we get into our state of overwhelm, can do nothing. But truly your spirit in and through us doeth the work. So let us hold in our hearts the intention to be a vessel of light, love, and peace. To do the work, the inner work on ourselves, that we may truly be wonderful conduits for your presence. O Divine Beloved, Thou who art the absolute mystery, you know what is happening. You know the hearts and minds of every man. You know what to do and how to do it. So when we look and hear the news, let us not be despondent or despairing. Let us remember that you, the God that is everywhere present, is doing the perfect work. For those that have transitioned home back to you, may their loved ones be comforted in their time of sorrow and grief. We know to be absent in the body is to have returned home to you, Eternal Mother, Father, God, where we rest in eternity. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you know our individual needs. So even though I have no words with which to make a request or affirm, I know you know what to do, and I know that even before we have called, you have already answered. I know that there is nothing too hard for you. So as I align myself with this truth, as I remember this truth, as I hold fast to this truth, I know that I am uplifted, I am supported, I am comforted, I am nurtured, and I am nourished. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you allow that prayer of intention to resonate within you. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together on Sunday's Dr. Ing Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.